You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. I don't know that we've had this gentleman on the show before, certainly not his organization, so I'm looking forward to that, but always enjoy our conversations around the impact that Right Choice Homes are having.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun conversation because this is one of Jack's AMC's partners. So.
All right, well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Will Moyers. He is the CEO of Valis Energy Consulting. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so grateful for the time. Before we get into some of the work that Valis is doing, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
So the company itself is 12 years old, and I joined the company 11 years ago as an entry-level technician working, inspecting the homes that we're certifying as Right Choice. So I've been able to see it from every possible angle, from the boots on the ground, crawling through the attics, making sure the insulation's right, to doing the airflow tests and getting hands-on with contractors and builders, to all the way up to the program implementation and working with the developers and the folks that are coming into the program to make sure that we're kicking things off right and it's going smooth. So been around a little while.
Outstanding.
What a great story. I love to hear about people who started at companies and worked their way up and really know every single aspect of what's going on, because I think it just makes you a better leader. Tell us a little bit more about Valis Energy Consulting.
Sure. We're an energy consulting firm. We make sure that houses, as they're built and new construction, are constructed the right way so that you don't have the hot and cold rooms and the energy loss that'll cause high bills in the summertime and the wintertime. It's not all that complicated. It's not rocket science, but it's quality control. It's making sure that those fundamental checkpoints as a building is built are being met and not just glossed over. A lot of these are behind the wall details that you just don't get by looking at a house once it's completed. You've got to see it go through those stages of construction and make sure that the small details are covered. On the existing home side, we're the guys that you call whenever you get that surprise bill, that shock. Yeah, everybody's had one surprise high electric or gas bill, and we're the guys that you call to come in and figure out why, with the expectation that we're going to be alongside as a consultant, not going to turn around and say, well, here's your problem. By the way, if you spend $5,000 a day, we've got the equipment on the truck. We're going to take care of it. We're third party. We don't do any of the repairs. We're a consultancy only. So if you're wanting to get a straight shot of information that will help you make your decision and make the right decision, we're the guys to call for that.
So I understand the quality control element to what you do when you're monitoring a home that's being constructed, and you can kind of go through it as it's being framed and as the next each level, so you can kind of watch this thing as it goes. But how do you study a home that's already exists and they say, I just got a $10,000 bill? What do you do there? How do you do that examination?
Well, with a $10,000 bill, we'd say move out of the Mall of Georgia.
Yeah, I was trying to make a point with that number, but you're right.
With a house that's already constructed, we go through a lot of the same steps as far as testing. Mm-hmm. We're just using what we know from seeing houses constructed to help us put the puzzle pieces and break it apart. One key test is called a blower door test, and it sounds incredibly dull, and it is pretty dull. It's a big fan that pressurizes the house or depressurizes the house so that we can find the holes. And you'd be amazed at the type of holes that we find. I mean, just the average house has anywhere from a 1 to 2 square foot hole, a small window open all the time. When you add up every little gap and crack and get a complete look at the size. And we can do that with existing homes as well. It's just a little trickier to go and pinpoint where it's coming from. So we have to rely on the years of seeing houses built.
Right.
But we can do it.
Got it.
That's really cool. So let's talk about certifications. Mm-hmm. What types of certifications do you have?
Well, we are HERS raters. We're also Building Performance Institute, building analyst trained, all of our technicians. And we're actually a trainer of contractors inside of Jackson EMC's area for the Building Performance Institute certifications, like the building analyst and envelope and shell professional.
All right, so talk about that partnership with Jackson EMC. How does that work, and how do you guys integrate into that program?
Well, we were custom built to handle a program like this. It's difficult inside of our industry to find folks that have a mindset and a heartbeat for members and consumers like Jackson EMC does. It's ridiculous to see the culture inside of the company. It's exactly what you expect from hearing from the outside. They are member-focused. They are member-driven. They are trying to find a way to make life better for the folks that are on their lines that they're taking care of. And we were formed in that mold to make sure that the boots on the ground, the folks that are handling the builders and the contractors and the homeowners that are in the territory, they feel the same heartbeat for customer service that Jackson EMC carries. So our company was formed to make sure that Right Choice had a program implementer, and the energy audits that folks are coming to Jackson EMC for are fielded by folks who have that same heartbeat for customer care.
All right, good stuff. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about all this after the break. But for right now, Carol, Will, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
And we're back with Will Moyer, CEO of Valis Energy Consulting.
Well, let's just dive in a little bit deeper and talk about Jackson EMC and Right Choice Homes. What are the construction details that really differentiate a Right Choice home from any other new home?
There are two main factors that are huge whenever you're comparing a Right Choice home to just a standard home that's built in the industry outside of Jackson's territory and outside of the program. One is that the code details that everybody just assumes are being done, that get hidden by drywall, get hidden by all the nice finishes that we put on a house, are actually being inspected and made to verify that we're meeting compliance and exceeding it. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I can't understate that enough. We think that code minimum in construction is a good thing. But when was the last time you thought driving on the interstate at the minimum speed limit was a good thing?
Yeah. It's not a good analogy.
Yeah, it's the least amount that you can do legally. Mm-hmm. And what's frightening inside of the industry is that it's not even being done very well. Mm-hmm. It's not being done consistently. Code minimums are just being glossed over and unverified and just pushed past. But with Right Choice, we have boots on the ground at stages of construction, verifying that the insulation is in place, that the air sealing is in place, that the windows don't have huge gaps around them in their framing, mm-hmm. not just the window itself, but the way it's framed into the wall. Right. Things like this are huge in terms of energy usage and comfort, but they're hidden by drywall. You can't see them. So the first and most impactful piece is verifying that we are hitting those code compliance features. The second thing, and this is another huge differentiator, is the engineering calculation for Right Choice. Every house that is a Right Choice certified house has that plan analyzed by third-party engineers that create a load calculation, residential heat loss and heat gain calculation. And it tells us not only what size the HVAC should be for the house, but how much air should go into each individual room.
Wow.
Summer, winter, and the average. With those numbers, we're able to look at the house and coach the HVAC contractors as they're going into construction phase on what size ducts to put, where to mm-hmm. put them, what type of operation system needs to go in as far as manual dampers to adjust airflow from one room to the next. Mm-hmm. In a Right Choice home, let's say someone moves in and you go through the first couple nights and Susie's sweating and Bobby's freezing in their bedroom.
Right.
And a Right Choice house, first off, you're not going to have that. And second off, if there is any type of concern, mm-hmm. the duct system is constructed to where that can be adjusted. That's not normal in residential construction. Usually you get what you get and you're going to have to deal with the HVAC contractor and hope that they've got their brain on straight on how to mm-hmm. figure out a problem like that and that it is HVAC related. Not to mention that it could be air sealing or insulation related to cause a problem like mm-hmm. that. But the detail on calculation, knowing how much air each room needs and the ability to change and affect that is huge. That's game-changing for residential construction.
Goodness, Carol. I mean, just listening to him there, you begin to, and we've been talking about Right Choice Homes now for quite a while on the show, I have a newfound understanding of how they actually do that
right.
and can make those kinds of promises and guarantees. And hearing Will go to that level of depth on how they do that. I mean, how many inspections, how many exams does your typical Right Choice home go through over the course of its process?
For every plan, we look at it once with all the decision makers. And we do that once per plan. So in the first time we see a Sarah plan, we're going to go in and we're going to bring the HVAC manager, the insulation manager, the builder, and we're going to analyze the plan on site and on paper with the engineers. So there's one. And then for the particular lot, we're going to look at it in a pre-drywall stage, a pre-insulation phase, where we're looking at how well the building is framed up and insulated and how well the HVAC system is sealed. We're going to look for leakage. A lot of residential construction, they look for leakage after the fact, after the drywall's up, after it's difficult to go back and find a leak and seal it. We're going to look at that early. So while it's still in stick phase, we're going to take a look at that HVAC and make sure that it's well sealed, the insulation around it is nice and tight, and that we don't have the problems that are going to be costly for a builder to go back to and fix. And then that's all done during our pre-insulation phase. The final inspection is where we take a look at the finished product right before a homeowner moves in. We're going to be able to look at air sealing and see just how effective all of those notes that we took from the pre-insulation inspection. Also, how well the drywall has been finished and caulked and sealed around the penetrations, things like that. And then taking a look at that airflow and making sure that the rooms are trimmed out just right to make sure that that house rises and lowers evenly across all rooms.
That's fascinating. It sounds like it's really, you know, building a better house. And I would assume that Right Choice homeowners are saving a lot of money. How much on average can they expect to save on energy?
That is tricky territory. That's a good question. You never want to give someone an expectation as far as how much they're going to save on one particular house. Because with residential construction, the thing you've got to remember is that every house, even if you build the same house five times in a row, unless they're all pointed the exact same direction, getting the sun the exact same, or they have those the exact same occupants. You can have folks that have five children and packed every square inch of that house full of electronic devices and computers and a server room versus a retired couple that are empty nesters and they have no electronics. Everything's old school.
Right.
They don't even use Kindle. They want the paperback. They want to smell the books. So it's difficult to say that a Right Choice home should save this much. What we are finding, in fact, one of our most recent builds was an HVAC contractor who participates in the program. And when he had a chance to build his own home, it's about a 5,000 square foot home, Hall County, Gainesville area. It's blowing up there. It's a great place to be
really
building
is.
Right now.
It's a hot area.
It is. And he said, he called us last week and he said, I just got my first bill in. It's for the full month. It's summertime. We're hot. I know what bills are supposed to be. We're an HVAC contractor. We get some of those calls too. 5,000 square foot house, my bill was $125.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. And there's no massive secret to it. It's just making sure the fundamentals are taken care of. If you build the house right the first time and you do the small things right, it's going to add up to big savings.
Oh, we should probably end the interview there because we don't think we could say anything more dramatic than that.
I mean, that's,
as I said, Carol, the way Will was walking us through how that process actually goes from start to finish, I now understand why they can do these guaranteed energy savings and these, you know, guaranteed comfort. I mean, it makes sense.
Yep.
All right. So what other programs and services do you offer?
Well, with Jackson EMC, they have a solar power program. If you're a residential customer and you're interested in going solar, we have a springboarding process where one of our technicians who understands residential construction, they understand the ins and outs of what solar is going to entail, will come and talk you through what your house looks like and what your options are as far as how much sun load the house is going to get, common pitfalls and added costs that you don't see in the sales brochures. We'll be able to have that one-on-one conversation with someone who is there on your behalf just to make sure that you understand the lay of the land before you get into a sales conversation with a potential installer. So we handle those type of calls, high bill complaints, energy audits, and the like. And then we also handle HERS inspections. So there's an industry standard way of modeling and generating a score on a house to figure out whether it's more energy efficient or less energy efficient than a standard code built house. And we can perform those type of inspections as well.
I don't know how to ask this question, so I'm going to throw it out there and we'll just kind of see where the discussion takes us. But I'm hopeful anyway, mm-hmm. that the day comes when every buyer of a home wants this kind of idea, what the right choice home was all about, and to where it maybe becomes an industry standard. Is that even possible, or is there more we can do as we continue to learn, as the technology improves, that we continue to have a right choice home as how we understand it, mm-hmm. continue to just kind of define the marketplace?
Well, that's a great question. In that the thing that makes a right choice home special isn't the recipe. The recipe is important. You've got to stick to the recipe, doing what we do, knowing mm-hmm. what we know, checking what we check. But it's the desire on the builder and the contractor's part to do the job right. That's huge. And you can't legislate that. You can't create a rule book thick enough that somebody can follow to the letter and get these kind of results. You've got to work with builders and contractors who are passionate about what they're doing and do the job right the first time and care about that consumer. And that's what makes this program work. It's what makes this program tick. And when you find that, when you find even the big national builders that come into our area and build their first right choice subdivision, you see the builder's eyes light up the first couple times they have conversations with homeowners mm-hmm. that are telling them, oh, I've never had a house this comfortable. I've never had a bill this low. This is incredible. Whatever you guys are doing, keep it up. And you see that spark just ignite and keep going. And that's what makes the program different.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well said. So, Will, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, of Vallis Energy Consulting, or they want to learn more about this Right Choice Home program, where do they go?
Well, you can check us out on the web at vallis.com, VALLUS.com. And you can give us a call at 770-822-3211.
Will Moyers, the CEO of Vallis Energy Consulting. Will, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.